Okay, well, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Tes Vav, and we have the tremendous chus of starting the second to last parak in the Masechta. Hope you're planning your Siyum festivities, because if you were with us the whole time, you know that you have earned it. Okay, Vaita, let's see the Mishnah and the Gemara right now. So, Ha'isha Shehocha Ahiyu Bailas B'Zindiyasayam. So a woman takes a vacation with her husband. Again, if you remember, we've been talking about cases where she testified, not last parak, but two parakim ago, she testifies that some sort of testimony that the husband is dead or whatever. So obviously, this is going to continue off that same theme. Shalom bein ola beina v'shalom ba'olam. If there's peace between the two of them and there's peace in the world, ubav amra meis bali, and she comes and says her husband died, so she can get remarried. Meis bali tizyabim, or if she falls to yibum, she falls then. To Yibum. Let's say, though, however, Shalom ben Olam ben Olam milchama ba'olam, right? Or what happens in the case where they're fine, the marriage is fine, but there's a war going on, or Ketadah ben Olam ben Olam shalom ba'olam, or there's peace in the world, but they themselves are fighting, so Ubazav Amra Meis Ba'ali, then she comes and says, my husband died, so in an MNS we do not just believe her just by showing up. Rabbi Yudu Omer Olam en Nemelis Eina Nemelis Ela Im Kim Ba'asa Bocha Ubigdea Kruin. The only way we're going to believe her, if she's, we have another kind of way to prove that she is telling the truth, that she's crying and her clothing are torn. No, that's not a thing. Right? Regardless, she is allowed to get married. So, Tana will love the Rebbeisa. Shalom bin Olabina, if this peace, the marriage is fine. The only reason we mention that, the fact that the marriage is fine, because we want to link right, with the second part of the Mishnah. And therefore, and also, Tana Shalom Ba'olam, Mishum Tegabai, the Mishnah, Milchama Ba'olam. Right? Again, we just wanted to contrast the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah. Meaning, because that is because, and it doesn't, we're not trying to, I mean, technically, we don't need to say that you need to prove that. I mean, that is the default. Right? That is the default, right? You just, we're trying to prove it, we're trying to contrast it against the second half of the Mishnah. Amar Rav says, my time with the Milchama, I mean, what's the logic where we don't believe her? When there's a war going on, mishum de amra b'didami, because we're going to assume that she said that it b'didami. I think, meaning it appears. I thought. I'm not sure. I think he died. Not sure, but she's. I think he died. Because she thought that b'chol honey deiktil. We see that all these people are dying. Who palit? It can't be that he escaped. Right, palit. Right, vayvol palit. Right, from Og coming and tell. Coming to tell Avram that Lot had been captured, so right, it's impossible that he ran away and everybody else died. Right, in terms of Lama came to Shalom ben Olam, if you're gonna, and even if you can tell me, I mean that there's the marriage is fine, and therefore not sure Adchazia, maybe she's gonna stick around and wait and figure out and see if she's actually dead. So sometimes the Machul Begira, right? Sometimes she'll see that he got shot, Oberomcha, or got stabbed by a spear, or shot with an arrow, obviously, right? Visara Vade Mesa, and she'll think that he's definitely dead. And we get the Avid Samtari Vichayan. Apparently you can have the Samtari as some sort of paste or medicine that will allow him to survive. Right, and maybe he's actually alive. So therefore, Savar Rav LeMeimar, not therefore, but as an aside, Savar Rav LeMeimar, Ravon Eino Kamochama, the Lo Amrei B'Didami. Right, Rav thought that, fine, so we have a couple of cases. If there's a war, fine. If there's peace, fine. If they have a fighting, if the couple is fighting, okay, we have those cases in the Mishnah. What about if there's a famine? What about if there's no food? So Rava thought that's not like a marriage, meaning because she's not going to just wait and she's not going to assume that the guy's dead. She's going to wait and stick around, right? And make sure that he's actually dead. And then Then he went and said, no, actually it is like a Muhammad, and therefore we don't believe her because she may not have stayed to the end to see if the guy actually died. Da'ida asa v'kamei Rava, because there's a woman who's just sure enough this is my shaya, it happened. Woman came and said, Amalei bali meisparav, my husband died in a famine. So Amarla, he said there, Shapir Avatat the Shizavt Navshik. He said, so Rav said there, again, in kind of like a sly way, right? He said, oh, very good. You did a good job by running away, right, to save yourself. Because I'll tell you about who ported the Nafi, the Nifta, the Shvakale, Avachaya. Because did you really think that all the little, kind of little flower that you had, there's no way that was going to save his life? So Amalish said to him, "Amar Nami Yoda, how did you know? Right? How did you know? The Chihai Gavna Luchai, because there's no way he could have lived. Meaning, Rava pulled it out of her that she didn't actually see him die. Right, so and therefore, and then Hadar Amar Rava, Rava said, Ravon Grim Muhammad. It's even worse. At the Yidla Muhammad, because by a war, Ki Amra Meis, when she said, Miki Amra Meis Ba'ali, which says my husband died, so, sorry, ki, no, very poor. Ki the ilu milchama by a war, ki amra meis bali b'milchama. If she said my husband died in the wars, who do lo mehemna? That case, she's not believed, right? But ha meis amitaso mehemna. If in that scenario, right? If she said I saw a battle and he was died in the war, so we don't believe her. But if they were in a hotel somewhere and they said she died, right? She saw him dying on the bed, right? He is believed. She is believed. Avilu gabi ravon, but by a famine, right? By a so ada amra mesu kvartiv, right? We only believe her right after she says, yeah, he's dead and buried, meaning only wait till the end, right? Because he could have survived if she just left. What about mapolis, right? What about if a building falls on somebody? Rachman al-Tzlan, right? We had last year Rachman al-Tzlan in Florida, for example. Harehi kmochama, right? That is like a war. The amra b'didami, right? Which she said, we're not sure, right? She said, I think, I assume, I guess that he died, but she's not going to say that she definitely saw him die. Shaluch nechashim akravim. What about snakes and scorpions? Harehi kmochama, right? Amra b'didami. Same thing as war. Dever. What about a fan? What about Rachman al-Tzlan, a plague? And unfortunately, we're familiar with that. So, Amrila, Harikul Muhammad, Amrila, Enukul Muhammad. Right? Some people, it's like a war, meaning, and we would not believe her, and some people say it is like a war. Sorry, other way around. It is like a war, and we would not believe her, and some people say it's not like a war, and we would believe her. Amrila, Harikul Muhammad, Amrmididami. The people, according to the one who argue that it's like a war, and you believe her, and you don't believe her, sorry, is because she said, B'didami, right? She's not going to stick around until the end, or she's going to say, I assume that he died from the sickness. The ones who say that it's not like a war, and she is believed, and therefore, because the Samke Amri Imshi, right, Shav Shanin Havamas, because they're going to say, just like people say, right, even though Shav Shanin, right, 7 years, right, there's a plague, Vinish below Shani Lo Azil, but a person who's not supposed to die is not going to die. I mean, some people will make it out, right, so if you don't actually see her, him dead, right, so we're not going to, we would believe her, we assume that, we assume that she has seen him dead, meaning that there's no way she's going to... Some people survive a famine, a plague, and therefore she will only testify he's dead, right, if she actually saw him. Okay. What about, again, we assume in the Mishnah, right, again, the Mishnah says it as point blank, we assume that there is a war going on. What about if she's the one who told us about the war? Right, what is that? Meaning the status, the chazaka is the shalom, right? The default is the shalom in the world. She comes and says, check it out, there's a war going on in God knows where. And we didn't know about it. So what's the deal? Do we say, who cares, why is she dying? Why? What's worth it for her to lie? Dibay amra shalom ba'olam, because she could have just said that actually there's peace there, meaning, and therefore she would have more ne'amanus. That's called what's called amigo, that she could have had a bigger, better claim. Maybe she could have showed up and been like, yeah, there's peace and my husband died. So then we would have believed her immediately. So maybe we'll believe her as well about the war and that he died. Odom, or maybe Kavan the Ichzaka, since there's a war, now that you tell me that there's a war, so then therefore we're back to the whole status of a war, and I'm a bit dummy, and she's not necessarily going to stick around to the end. She's going to say, oh, maybe I think he was dead. She's not actually sure. And in this whole argument about before, right, it's not going to kick in. Right? The argument of why should she lie? Because we're not sure if he died, because now there's a war. So Toshma trying to bring a proof to you. Ishenu aleinu bayis. If they said that they burned the house down, or ishenu aleinu ma'ara, or they burned the cave on us, right? Who meis vanini tzalti? And then she says that he died, and I survived. In that manner, we do not believe him, right? Even though she's coming to tell us about this thing that we didn't know about, right? Apparently, we don't believe her. It's quite said shani hazam darmin Allah kihechi delidcha. Maybe he also had a miracle and he survived. But just like you survived, maybe he survived as well. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Naflu aleinu listin. If Rahman al-Salam, they were attacked on a journey by either thieves or goyim. Who makes me salty? He died and I was saved. Nemenes, she is believed. So apparently we see that we do believe her. That what she tells us about a story that we didn't know about. And therefore she tells us about a war, we will believe her. So the Gemara says, Hasam, no, Hasam, because they're Ravidi. No, that halach is like Ravidi, Dam Ravidi, Isha, Klei Zayna, Aleha, because a woman's weapons, right, are on her, literally, as Rashi explains, that we're going to believe her, because if the goyim come, let's say back in the day, right, it's dangerous to travel, so you have thieves, you have goyim who come upon a traveling party, so they're going to kill all the men, and they're going to rape the women. So she doesn't have to, quote unquote, worry about getting killed, even though that's, you know, obviously not something to look forward to, but meaning what it means her weapons are on her, meaning she can either seduce them or kind of assume that they will use her body in a way that they won't kill her. So therefore, it is very, very possible that she will survive and that he won't. Who gavet divishilhi helula? There was a guy that at the end of his helula, we say nowadays that helula is a yard site, but that's not what it means. It means at his wedding. So itli nura begadvein. Rachman al tzlan, there was a fire. Right, so Amr Lahu, the Bisu, right, so his wife said, Chazu Gavrai, check out, look at my husband, meaning, and as you'll see in a second, he was on fire. Right, Azu Chazu Gavrai Charucha, they came and they found a body that had been burned, the Shadi, they're just lying there, who pissed the Dav in the Shadi, and a hand that had been cut off. So Avar Avchia Bar Avin Lemimar Hainu Ishnu Aleinu Bias Ishnu Aleinu Ma'arash. He thought to say that's the same case. We have to think that maybe the husband got out of there, right? Just as we said before, if the woman says they burned the house down, right, and I survived, so maybe the husband survived as well. So Rava Midami, Rava said, no, that's not the same case. Right? Hasam, look, Amar Chazugabai. Over there, she didn't say, hey, look, this is my husband. And also, Gavra Charucha, the Shadia, the Pisa, the Shadia, what do you mean? And also, you have those two, the body and the hand lying there. So much more provable, meaning that's much more logical. That's the husband. Than the case of the fire burning the house down. So Rechi Bar Avin, what would he say? So he gavra charucha d'shadia, right? Ima, maybe inish achwina asa latzulei v'achle minura. Maybe some other guy tried to save him, and he's the one who's lying there. He's the one who got burned and killed. Upista dida d'shadia, and maybe it's his hand, in terms of the hand. So nura itla v'itle be'muma. Right, maybe, sorry, no, that's not what it is. Pizza the dog, the shadia, what about the hand? Nura asliya, maybe it caught on fire and I guess it got detached somehow. V'isla de muma, umachos kizuva, yeah, v'isla de muma, and therefore the husband got some sort of mum, meaning he lost his hand or whatever. Umachos kizuva, also, and he ran away. So maybe it's not the same guy. That's what the logic was for Chiyavar of it, when he thought to say that was the same case. Okay, fine. What about an Eidecha? By a Milchama. Right, forget the wife. What about an Eidecha? Time of the Eidecha Mehem and Meshem de Milsa, Vidal Gule Lomashaker, is the reason that we believe one Eid, is because eventually it'll become, people will figure this out, right? If the husband's alive, he's going to walk in the door in a week or two. Right? So the person's not going to lie. So Achanami Lomashaker says, so too by a war, he's also not going to lie. Because again, he could have just, the guy could have left the battlefield and just shows up a week later. So, or maybe the time of the Eidecha, Mishnah, the Higufa, Dagamintsava. Right, we had this before. Right, what's the reason one Eid is believed to say the husband died? Is it because he's not going to lie? Because he's not, it's provable. It'll end up, right, people will find out the truth. Or is it because he Dagamintsava, because she's going to go and check it out and figure out what the deal is, and then only then, right, and she'll believe that he died. The acha, and over here, and this is like a weird bracket or whatever, so we'll just skip it. Lo dai go mitzvah, right? It's here, she's not going to go, like it's a war, she's not going to go and kind of, travel there and figure out it's dangerous, or she's not going to go kind of look into things. So I'm Rabbi Barachama, Tashma, I'll bring you proof. I'm Rabbi Akiva, Kishirati the Narada, when I went down to Narada, Lebishana, right, to make an Ibrahim, to kind of make a leap year. Matapti Nechemia Ish Base Delhi. I assume it's not from India, but okay, either way, I love when they have like places that exist nowadays, like Baghdad and stuff like that, but I don't think this means New Delhi. Anyway, I found this guy, Nechemia from Base Delhi. I heard that the only guy who will allow a woman to remarry, right, in Eretz Yisrael based on an Eidechot is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And I said, and he said to me, he said, tell them, Rabbi Akiva, I mean, he's who's talking? What was his name? Where is his name? Rabbi, all right. Rabbi Nechemiah Mibeis Dali said to Rabbi Kiva, "Tell them, Atem Yodim, you guys know Hamadina Zum Shubeshes Begaisos. There's war. There's armies all over the place." Kach Magublani Rabbi Gamliel Azaken. This is what I learned from Rabbi Gamliel Azaken. Shemasin Isha Al Pid Erecha, that you do remarry a woman based on Erecha. Right? The halacha is like, what is it? Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. Right, my medina mishubeshes begais. The Gemara just tries again, and we're trying to bring a proof here, right? What do we do with neidach and milchama? So now, what is the reason? Why did he mention that there was war everywhere? That there are these armies everywhere? Lava forgot the medina zum mishubeshes kach mukubalan mishubzim peidachon. Is that what he's saying? That even though there's a war, we believe eidachon, and therefore alma eidach mehemen, and we see that we believe him. So Amar Rav, Rav says no. Yehoki meishal mizin this zoo. Right, if that's what he was trying to say, why did he mention the country he lives in? Should have said every country that has war and armies. So Ella Marava, so really Rava says the Harikam. This is what he meant to say. Atem Yodim Shemedina Zum Shemes Begaisos, and therefore below actually the Mishmak Inish Basi and she basically might see Kamei Rabbanan. But he was just giving a reason why he couldn't come and tell them himself. Right? Again, that really he was sending Rabbi Kiva. Why couldn't he come and tell himself? Because there was a war going on, but he couldn't go himself. Right? So therefore, and what he really meant to say simply was that we allowed a woman to remarry a piedecha, but not in a time of war, just stop. He was just trying to say that that's the halacha. He was just explaining the reason he couldn't come himself. Okay, Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Let's figure out what to deal with an edecha ben mochama. They're Talmid Chachamim going with Abba ben Yossi on a boat, and sure enough, Vitava, and Rachman on the ship drowned, the ship sank. Right, you see Rebbe Nishasem al Pinashim, and Rebbe, right, based on the edus of women, right, allowed them to remarry. Again, as you saw that the ship go down, Famayim Kimochamadamu, and water, and when the ship goes down, that's like a war. And women, right, is like an Eidechon, Vigatani Hezi, and apparently you see that we do rely, right, on this Eidechon, on the women, right, to allow the women to remarry. So Eidecha ben Mochama is believed. So Gemara says that's a bit of a stretch, right? Israel doesn't make so much sense, right? Mayim she'in lam sof ninu. No, the halacha is by mayim she'in lam sof. There's two types of water where something drowns, right? If there's water that doesn't have an end, I mean like an ocean, right? Because we assume the we may not mention here, but we assume that the guy maybe have came out on the other side. Versus mayim she'in lam sof. If it's in a lake, let's say, for example, and you can see all the edges of the lake, right, and you see that the guy, Rachman Islam, didn't come out of the water, so then we know that he's dead. But if it's mayim she'in lam sof, right, so then we have less of a chance, less of a reason to assume that he's dead. We assume maybe he came out on the other side. Mayim she'in lam sof, he's still a surah, right? And the woman is not allowed to get remarried in that case. The guy drowns in mayim she'in lam sof. Right, big problem, right, if Rachman Islam, someone drowns in an ocean on a boat or something. So what's the case? Come on. No, the case here is where they actually brought up the husbands. Come on, in front of us. We saw them. Right? We saw the simanim, right, on their body, meaning we saw that that was them, these were them. So, and the reason we believe the women allow them to get remarried is not because of the edus, but because of the simanim, because of the signs. Again, when someone gives simanim, right, that gives an added level of nemanus. Okay, so now once we're talking about simanim, we're going to kind of take a short detour over here. There's a guy who put a barrel of sesame seeds, or shumshumi, right, shumshum, by his friend in Amalei, and then he said to him, have the shumshumi, he said, give him back. So Amalei, he said, well, shaklatinu, you took him already. So, but the guy said, what do you mean? This is exactly how much it was, and I put it in this barrel, right? This is what the barrel looks like. You had it downstairs in your cellar or whatever. Elijah said back to him, yeah. The owner said, yeah, yours were in there, you took them, and I refilled the barrel with mine. Is the exact same case as the two Talmid Chachamim on the ship that we just quoted, where Rebbe assumed, right, again, that they saw the simanim, and we assume that these were these husbands, we can let the women remarry. And what is the halacha? No, we don't assume that these are different people. Obviously, they didn't look exactly like it, but they had to sort of simanim. Obviously, you couldn't see their face because they had been changed in the water, but they had enough simanim. We don't say they're different people and they're different bodies. So Rava said, Mitami, what do you mean? That case is not similar to this case with the sesame seeds. Awesome, kami simanim. Right? There are simanim, right, on the body. Right? But here, shumshumi, my simanim is lu. There's no simanim in the shumshum, in the actual sesame seeds. Yeah, there's a simon on the barrel, but who says? He could empty the barrel, put in more. That's exactly what he's claiming. If the government can't have it, and if the guy says, well, this is what how much it was, this is like 20 pounds of sesame seeds, whatever it was, well, you could just say that it happens to be, right? Well, it's a 20-pound barrel. Right? He took out your sesame seeds and put it in his own. So it's not the same. Amalei Mark Shisha Bar Rav Chisla Ravashi Micha Shin and Shamapinon. What do you mean? We're really nervous that he poured out or got rid of the sesame seeds, and now there's other sesame seeds there. Really, that's what's happening. That's not another Mishnah. Matzah Kli because of a Leakuf Korban. Matzah Leakuf. If you find some sort of barrel, some sort of Kli, and it says Kuf on it, so that's a Korban. It might have been Maktish to be brought as a Korban. Mem, if you see a mem, then it's meiser. Dalid, then it's dimua, then it's a mixture of truma and chulin. Tes, or if it's tes, then it's tevel. Right? And tough, if it's a tough, then it's truma. Because when the shasas sakana, whenever the Jews were not allowed to give trumas and meisers or whatever, they're being persecuted, they wrote a tough instead of truma. I'm not sure why the government couldn't figure that out, but okay, whatever, fine. So we do see. That's the original stuff. We assume that that's the original produce. We don't assume that even though this barrel has, I don't know, tuff on it, that it's other produce. What do you mean? We're not. There's no concern here that they meaning. We don't. Why don't we assume? We don't assume that he took the sesame seeds and put others, I mean his own, that's not, but doesn't belong to this guy. And we say, but what about the second part of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Omer, if you look at the chavis because of a truma, Rabbi Yossi says that no, if you find a chavis that has the tuff on it, it's still a chulin. Shani Omer, because I'll tell you, Shtakat have a mali truma. Yesterday, that there was truma in here, upina, and he got rid of it. And then now this is new stuff. Right, and again, for whatever reason, we assume that it's not Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. We assume that Rabbi Yossi is correct. So, Elad Kuli Amachashin and Shemapinon. Rather, no. Everybody holds that maybe he took out the produce and put in new stuff. So, how come Machlokas Machlokas between that Tanakama? Obviously, Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi argue about something, right? So what's the Machlokas over there? Mar Sabar Im Isa de Pino. Michvar, Havakafar, right? That one guy, the Tanakama, holds that if he had gotten rid of the produce, he would have, Michvar Kavar, he would have gotten rid of the simen also on the barrel. Fiidach and Rabbi Yossi holds that, Emer Yishtuli Yishtele, right? That no, you could just say he forgot, right? Inami, or Lepanche Shavke, or that he kind of just left it, what's Panche Shavke? He left it there, right? If you look at Rashi Shimur Ka Adam Shatolim, and Adam Chashuv, Kedishali Yigzulu, right, meaning that if he leaves the tuff on the barrel, right, people not, it's a less chance that people are going to steal this produce, because if it's truma, right, the person might not be concerned for the theft, but he will be concerned for eating truma, right, that's ironic, but meaning people are not going to steal it necessarily if it's marked for truma. All right, we're going to stop with the two dots over here. I know it's a little early, but we'll make it up tomorrow with Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.